It's Helping Hand, HPR One Station's Friday Afternoons. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. Then our segment is archived as part of our online Helping Hand directory of resources at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about the Hawaii Association of the Blind and a very special return guest, the state affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. Their HAB 2017 annual convention is coming up Saturday, March 4th at the Ala Moana Hotel in Honolulu. Londa Falan is a member of the board of directors for the Hawaii Association of the Blind, also on the advisory board, and has served two terms as chair on the Ho'opono State Rehabilitation Center for the Blind Advisory Board. He's on Senator Suzanne Chung Oakland's Deafblind Task Force Council, Oahu Metropolitan Planning Organization Transportation Committee, is a member of the Hawaii Association of Parents of the Visually Impaired, and was appointed by Governor Neil Abercrombie to DCAB, Disability and Communication Access Board. She's certified to give emergency preparedness training to our most vulnerable community members, including seniors, and it's a huge thrill to welcome her back today. Aloha, Londa.
Aloha. It's nice to see you again. Speak to you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on, and thank you for joining us. And it is an organization that has a very noble mission. Explain how you guys work at the Hawaii Association of the Blind to advocate for issues relating to the blind in Hawaii.
Oh, we work hard. let's see. First of all, we're real excited right now because we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary. And that says a lot for itself.
Yep, it does.
What we do is we're an advocacy group, and we try to make things better today for tomorrow. We work towards helping blind people grow and develop into good citizens, working citizens. We have scholarships for the students, and that has helped them succeed tremendously. The Hawaii Association of the Blind will provide devices, aids and devices, to help them with their careers. Some may need computers, you know, or some may need Braille notes. There are so many devices. What else do we do? I didn't know you were going to ask me that. Let's see.
Well, I know one of the things that you guys do, which was very impressive and something I learned at the, I guess it was the last two conventions that I've been at, and that is you guys, and it sort of goes hand in hand with what you were talking about with providing scholarships for students, you also provide funding for a variety of other organizations. Like, I watched you guys hand over a very significant check to Ho'opono last year.
Oh, yeah. And the Library for the Blind.
Right.
And then to the teachers from the different districts. And we are always looking for who we can help, you know. Hawaii has been influential and is respected, you know, as an organization. From the beginning, the very beginning, there was Warren Toyama. He is our founder, and ironically, him and his wife Julia are the only ones that are still here out of 9 original people who broke away from the National Federation of the Blind, because they used to be a member of the National Federation of the Blind. They felt kind of like their independence was starting to be taken away from them. So a movement began, and they broke away along with some other states, from the Federation, and they became, well, our group became the Hawaii Association of the Blind, and they've done so much. They worked with, I can't say worked with the state, but they...
Coordinated?
No. They did things like they'll fight the state completely. They have no hesitations. They helped with, you know, blind people at one time were not allowed to adopt children.
Say that one more time.
The state did not allow blind people to adopt children.
Mm.
And they fought for that and won. As a matter of fact, Philo Tu, who was our last president and passed away from cancer, his grandchildren, him and his wife adopted them. Him and his wife both were blind. And the children, their mommy died at a very, very early age of cancer. So they raised them. So they got that bill passed. They've been instrumental in passing a lot of bills. This is their thing. This is what they do. And like the newsstand at the airport,
mm-hmm.
they took that away from them, which was illegal. And they had to go to court, and it took a lot of years. But it finally came out where they gave the newsstand back to the blind. It was a real big battle. And, I mean, Hawaii Association of the Blind is willing to battle in courts for things, you know, that are right for the blind.
To advocate on behalf of the blind.
Always, yeah. Yeah. And they've done things that are now like the, you've heard of the White Cane Day walk. Every year in October, we walk around the Capitol and downtown with our canes to bring awareness to the community that blind people exist and are part of it. Well, that is still going. And then they also, I can't even remember what I was going to say. I think I'll email you my notes.
No, that's fine. I mean, I had another question on when you talk about all of this advocacy, and I mean, and some of this is really critical advocacy to represent a group of people so that they are not marginalized and so that they do get the rights that are afforded to everyone in the United States. It takes a lot of funding, and as I mentioned, I've personally witnessed the way that you guys distribute some of the funds to help and support other programs. How does the HAB get the funding that you have?
We get a lot of our funding from donations, people's kind hearts. They leave it in their wills.
Mm.
Yeah, we get a lot like that. And then we can do fundraising. It sounds manini, but it helps. We do like selling Zippy tickets and, you know, cookies and like that. We get out there and sell, and that helps.
It adds up. And another aspect of fundraising, and you'll correct me if I have it wrong, is in fact this event that's happening at Ala Moana Hotel on Saturday, March 4th, the state convention that we're talking about, which is another way to raise funds for the organization, correct?
Yeah, but we're not fundraising.
That's not a fundraising event?
No.
So if people who are listening buy tickets to come to that event...
Oh, they can donate.
And that goes towards the cause. Does that not... How much are tickets for the event that's coming up?
I think, $30 for the banquet and 20 for lunch if you want to stay for lunch.
I get it. So you're saying that that really just covers the costs of putting on the event.
Of the meal, yeah.
I get it. Okay, I understand now. I didn't have it right. Well, that's why I just was curious. But when people come to this event that's happening at the Ala Moana Hotel on Saturday, March 4th, there is describe how the day functions as a way for people who are wanting to learn more about what's going on with blind-related issues and also the kinds of current legislative things that are discussed. If you can, just kind of describe how this event is a really useful one for people to attend.
Well, during the day, we have speakers from the library, from Ho'opono, from this is how people can learn more.
Right.
But we have teachers, and these people speak about their needs and what they are doing and their achievements. That's during the day. And then we also have elections during that day. And the banquet, that's the exciting part. That's what makes us nervous. We've been working hard. But this is where so many people are attending this one this year from the mainland. My gosh, we have the president of the American Council of the Blind. We have past presidents, about five of them.
All this year, correct?
Uh-huh. They're all coming this year. And it'll be fun to see them again. So that adds to the excitement, the energy. They have one of the states, I think it's California. Yeah, he has a student, an exchange student. I'm not sure where she's from. I just found out I'm going to be introducing her, so I better find out something about this young lady. But I think that's so cool.
She's visually
students, huh?
She's visually impaired.
No, she's blind.
She's blind, and this
so
this exchange student is blind who's going to be attending.
Mm-hmm. And they always have somebody in California. That last time that they were here, she was, I think, from Norway or somewhere like that. And so that's kind of fun to meet somebody, and she'll say a few words. This year is really different because all these past presidents that are coming are going to speak.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to say a few words. And the program is tight. I think they get about a whole 5 minutes to speak. We have people coming from California. Two past presidents are coming from California. Then we have from Massachusetts, and we have from Missouri, Iowa. They're just coming.
It's a real gathering of folks who have been advocating for the blind tirelessly, people who have lived with blindness and risen to become, as you've just pointed out, key components in the American Council for the Blind. You also have some local legislators. I've been privileged to
see. Yeah, we found out that maybe, now that's a maybe, what he sent us, it was a form to fill out, so I don't know. But Ige, our past governor,
yeah, you've had Neil Abercrombie, I got to sit with last year, and also Senator Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, he's coming, too. She's no longer senator, but she's coming, and that's Senator Suzanne John Oakland.
Right.
And who else is coming? There's some other legislators coming. I don't know how they found out. How did you find out?
I found out because I wanted to get every organization that I could that relates to the blind. I was interested in getting organizations that serve the blind in Hawaii on Helping Hand, and that's how I came across you guys. And then you kindly suggested that I come down to the event and invited me to come, and I've come for the last couple of years, and it was always great to sit with you and talk and hear everyone speak, including the late Philo too, but also to see people like Neil Abercrombie, our former governor and legislator, is a tireless advocate for you as well.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's a very special 50th.
Right, this year, right, is even more special because of that 50th anniversary. And on the note, Londa, for people who are maybe dealing with blindness as a new facet of their life, or maybe have a loved one that's blind, can you describe the value of attending this for someone in those shoes?
Well, you know, the value, I'd say, is they're going to see a lot of people with a lot of canes walking around and such. Then they realize, oh, you know, there is a life. There are people who are blind, and they're just getting around and doing things just like anyone else.
So it's empowering is what I'm reading into.
Yes, yes, it is. And I remember the first time I took my mama, because she didn't live here until the last year and a half of her life. Then she lived with me. I took her to some event or something, and she just, I go, "Well, Mom, what do you think?" She says, "I can't tell who's blind and who isn't until they get up and they whip out their canes, you know, and they navigate around." And yeah, it was a really interesting experience for her. So anytime I walked out the door, she wanted to go. She felt like she learned more, and she had normal conversations with the blind people. And that's why I want to start the new HAPV organization again, because I just want the parents to see others and realize that their children don't be afraid for your child. Your child will be able to grow and succeed as well.
Is that organization that you're talking about the Hawaii Association of Parents of the Visually Impaired?
Yes, I am now the president, so I'm real excited. We just started. We had two whole meetings. And we'll be sending out a survey to see what they like to do. Mine is not going to be an advocacy group unless they really need help. Then I'll support them. I can go to legislators and such. But what I really, my goal is for parents to meet parents and children and their siblings to meet other blind children and siblings. And it's more like going to be kind of a social event. This way, they can connect, and we can help them, you know, like maybe the first activity we might have will be kite flying and a picnic.
Wow.
That'll be fun. And then there's no, you know, worries. The parents and the children can do something together. Actually, I am modeling this after Maui. They have CAPFI. I forget what the K stands for. And it's a meeting of kids and parents, and they somehow conduct a little business, too. But it is a riot, I tell you. And the kids are happy to see each other, and the siblings, you know, that they've met. Yeah, I don't leave out nobody in the family, so.
Well, that was how I met. I'm imagining part of that same organization is Vivek. Is that his name? I met him last year with Ankar, his son.
Yeah, yeah. He was president, but he didn't do anything. Activities.
Well, you're going to shake that up a bit.
Oh, you bet.
For people who are listening also, so those are great reasons to attend, and I strongly encourage anyone to attend. It is a very special evening that you will never forget. And for folks who want to do something to help your organization, in addition to donating cash, which is a great way for them to be able to utilize that money to provide scholarships for students, to provide aids and adaptive devices and computer technology to people who are blind. Talk about other things that you would, that people in the public can do to support the Hawaii Association of the Blind.
Well, like you said, donate. Come to our events. I'll be having a booth at the SPIN conference. I think it's April 22nd, and there'll be a lot of booths from different disabilities, but that's worth going to also. Just call me if you have questions. I get a lot of calls, but at least I know how to, where to refer them, you know, people to. Yes. My number is 808-341-3187, and my name is Landa, L-A-N-D-A. So they do call.
What are the last four digits of that?
Of my phone number?
Yeah, 341.
3187.
3187. And additionally, to get in touch with the organization, I can give the website, which is acb.org/Hawaii. And there is also an email that goes along with that, habinfo@hawaii.rr.com. And another number, which I have on file for the organization itself, 808-521-1402.
What number is that?
I think that's the one that's associated at the website. It lists that for general contact.
Oh, I see.
And I think it's like, I think it's a answering service and then forwards the calls along to whomever is most appropriate in the organization.
Oh, that's me.
That would be
I
you.
I tell you, I get a lot of calls.
I know you do.
But I know where to direct them and how to help them. I mean, if they're age 90 and age 20, there's a difference, you know.
Right, in terms of the services they may be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point. And that's, you bring up another point about the event. And again, the event is coming up Saturday, March 4th, at the Ala Moana Hotel. One of the things that, and you've kind of illustrated it, but I just wanted to reiterate the point that there's a cross-section of people at this, from people who are senior citizens to young people, their teachers.
We have all walks of life.
That's right. That's right. And you mentioned it, but teachers who are working with the blind here in Hawaii. And it's truly inspiring. You guys hand out some awards for people who have done outstanding services through the year, correct?
Yeah.
Which is a big part of the evening, which is always, and just to see the organizations that are getting
help.
Yeah, that you guys help. It's really, and huge amounts.
And it's not just here. It's in the main, the neighbor islands as well we help.
That's right. Yep. And people come over for the event from across the state.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have Carol Hota. She's a retired teacher, but still busy as a bee. And a teacher, an actual teacher from Maui, will be coming as well. And it's a good mixed group coming.
It's a great group. And as Landa pointed out throughout the day, there are workshops and discussions with a variety of folks, and then in the evening, a banquet, which is also a great first step if this is your first opportunity trying to attend one of these things and you just want to put your foot in the water and learn what it's like and be part of one special evening, get to see some of our legislators past and present who are there. As I pointed out, Governor Abercrombie is there and really always makes me feel good to sit around with Neil and realize the shared commitment that people like he or Senator Sparrow or Suzanne Chun Oakland all have for this organization. Any other thoughts, final thoughts, Landa, before we wrap it up?
No, but you're going to learn more about the Hawaii Association of the Blind at this event because of Warren Toyama. This is his baby. And there'll be, I'm sure there'll be people talking to him and about him. And 50 years is a long time. Well, of course, he didn't do it by himself. He had a good staff of people to help.
Right. Yeah. No, it's a team effort. And Art Cabanilla, he's now president?
Oh, yeah, Art. Yeah, he got thrown in the pot. And he's surviving, barely, but he's doing such a good job because he's such a organized person. And he's worked really hard, really hard.
He's a wonderful guy. He's got a great energy, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again and to seeing you, too. It's Londa Falant from the Hawaii Association of the Blind and also now president of Hawaii Association of Parents of the Visually Impaired. It's going to be a great night, and I look forward to being there with you at the HAB 2017 Annual Convention 50th Anniversary. It's coming up Saturday, March 4th. Ala Moana Hotel in Honolulu. All of our contact information we gave today, the radio feature, the full-length interview, all of our other Helping Hand guests can all be found online at hawaiipublicradio.org. And Londa, I look forward to seeing you there, and I thank you both for what you're doing, for all the people in need that you serve tirelessly, and for taking time to be on Helping Hand yet again with me today. I really, really appreciate it. I'm giving you a big hug. I can't wait to see you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to Helping Hands. I didn't know that you were related.
Helping Hand. This is just my segment, Helping Hand. That's a separate great organization. We put Helping Hands Hawaii on, but no, what you're on is just Helping Hand.
Helping Hand.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody should reach out and help.
I love that. Other. Well, I hope you feel the hug, and I'm going to see you soon, Londa. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Thank you. Thank you. The hug was warm.
As it should be. I'll see you soon.
Okay. I'll mail you some of my notes here.
That'd be great.
And you could pick anything you want out of it.
You stay safe.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you. Aloha.
Aloha.